obstetric fistula is a childbirth injury. It happens to women who stay in obstructed labor, sometime for as long as 5 or 7 days. The injury actually leaves a woman incontinent. That's the bad news. But with surgery, the injury can be repaired by a trained surgeon, and a woman can oftentimes, most of the time, be returned to a state of health after the surgery.
How does a woman know that she has this problem?
Unfortunately, it's actually pretty noticeable when a woman has this problem, because what happens is these holes that are left because of this obstructed labor that injured her, through these holes that are actually in the birth canal and in the bladder, sometimes in the rectum, she will leak urine and feces. So she knows she has a problem. Sometimes she won't know that she actually has fistula. She might not be aware of exactly what the injury is, but she'll definitely know the symptom, which is incontinence.
What happens then to a woman who is not treated? What happens in her life?
Kim, one of the things that's most devastating about fistula, because it happens to women that lead difficult lives already, usually living in very rural areas, often rural areas of developing countries, is that when they sustain a fistula, often their husband will leave them. Not always the case. There's some saintly husbands that stay with their wives, but often these women are abandoned by their husbands. And because of the injury itself and where it happens, I don't mean where to the woman's body, but the fact that she lives in a poor rural area, she doesn't have access to the kind of products we'd have in the U.S. or a developed country, incontinence pads and things that would allow someone to lead a normal life. So oftentimes she's also ostracized because of the smell. If you think, again, put your mind into a hut in a rural village where there are dirt floors, not a washing machine, and no running water, let alone hot running water, to cleanse yourself and your clothes, injury can be devastating for the social impact it has on a woman's life.
This is really then something that you really have to consider, is not only is there a physical aspect to this, but there's an emotional and mental aspect as well. So then what does your organization do to really help the situation and actually to help women and maybe even empower them that they can do something about this?
One of the things that we do and where we really put our focus is funding incredible hospitals and doctors in Africa that treat this injury. Many times these hospitals not only provide the surgery, but they also do outreach campaigns to try to, you know, locate the women, to let them know that the injury certainly isn't their fault, that they're not cursed, that the injury can be treated oftentimes with medical care. So one of the important things, again, that we do is work with the hospitals that we fund to try to, as best we can, support their work. I think one of the things that's important to even think about with women that have this injury is, I think many of them are heroic as well, given what they have gone through already, trying to bring a child into the world and ending up on a day that should be one of the happiest days of your life, not only losing your child most of the time, but also ending up with a miserable injury. By the time they get to a hospital for treatment, they've gone through so much.
Maternal health care is just so important for women, but when you're living in a developing country or a country where there's really no access to health care, what can a woman do to prevent obstetric fistula?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, Kim. There's not a good way, for instance, for a doctor to say who's going to get a fistula and who's not ahead of time. So there's not really much, you know, ahead of giving birth to your child that helps one know whether you're going to be likely to get one, unless you've had one before, and in which case, if you had one before and it's been repaired, we certainly encourage women to get to hospitals so that they can potentially even get a C-section on another birth. But as far as the sort of broader prevention strategies, having children later helps. Teenage pregnancies are more likely to end with problems, and that's as true in the United States as it's true in developing countries, so we encourage certainly delayed childbearing. The other strategy is really to, if it's at all feasible, to not go it alone with only a relatively untrained healthcare provider, to get yourself to a health facility with a trained, either a trained midwife or a doctor, or at least to have access to those things